The idea for the podcast came to Nina in Vermont. It was during COVID in 2020. She started noticing birdsong more than she ever had.
And I started to like feel ashamed that I didn't know their names. Like I didn't know anything about all these birds that were just sort of like background noise for most of my life.
She started learning more about birds and thought, oh, they're so fascinating. I'll make a podcast about birds. And each episode will feature a different kind of bird. And it'll be for kids. But you know, sometimes ideas ricochet.
And then the more I thought about it, I just had this like strange idea to take it totally out of the kid realm. I was like, what if?
What if she produced a fictional comedy podcast hosted by a has-been game show host? Then the idea ricocheted again.
We could combine these two and say like this game show host who, you know, had a bunch of hits in the 90s, but like nobody's seen him since. He really, really wants to get some attention, but nobody's giving him any attention. And so his agent suggests, like, why don't you start a podcast? So he's like, okay, I'll start a podcast. And so he starts a podcast interviewing birds.
Bird Talk. That's the title she settled on. And the fictional host is Lark Martindale. That's a riff on Wink Martindale, an actual game show host from back in the day. Nina says Bird Talk is the confluence of three other podcasts. Bird Note, which is a podcast about birds, meets Everything is Alive, which is a comedy show from PRX's Radiotopia, where inanimate objects like a bar of soap or a pillow or a balloon are played by actors and interviewed. Well, the same for Bird Talk, but the actors play birds.
And it becomes sort of a conversation where the bird is actually relaying facts about their lives and facts about their actual species of bird.
So Bird Note meets Everything is Alive, and the third influence is WTF with Mark Maron, the interview podcast where sometimes Mark is as much a character in the program as the people he's interviewing. Well, it's the same with Bird Talk.
He is also like through the interview talking and trying to tell his story as well.
The question Nina faces every day she works on this idea is,
how do you make a comedy podcast when you're not funny?
Nina says she likes comedy. She likes things that are funny and weird. She likes laughing, too. So what if she doesn't have a funny bone?
I have no idea what I'm doing. So why not? Just give it a go.
I'm Rob Rosenthal. From PRX and Transom, this is How Sound, the backstory to great audio storytelling. And on this episode, Nina Perzucchi lays out the early steps she's taken to bring Bird Talk to life. Nina has plenty of podcast and radio experience. Long ago, she worked at StoryCorps, a public radio program. For several years, she was a producer at the BBC news program The World. She also produced a podcast while she was there called The World in Words. Then she was managing producer of podcasts for GBH. It's a public radio station in Boston. So in short, Nina knows her way around a microphone and podcast development. So she's got that aspect of podcasting down. It's the content of Bird Talk that's a challenge. She's not worked in fiction.
No.
Never written for actors.
No.
And supposedly, she's not funny.
No, not really.
I'd also throw in that she's working as a freelancer. No institutional support. And yet, she pulled together a pilot for Bird Talk. She agreed to share it with How Sound. The public hasn't heard it yet. Here are the first couple of minutes.
Hello, America, and my fans in Australia and India. I'm Lark Martindale, and this is Bird Talk. Welcome. This is the first episode of Bird Talk. I am Lark Martindale. You might know me from your TV screen, hosting some of your favorite game shows. I mean, who can forget? Double Dare Canine Edition. Or my personal favorite, Love Detection. Now, you might be thinking, that was the 90s, Lark. Yes, I know. I took a bit of a break from the spotlight, but I am back, baby. This podcast is for the birds, literally. Actually, it's for human beings, but it does feature birds. So I'm going to give you dirt on some of the most famous birds you have ever heard of or seen. For instance, this first episode was going to be with Barry the Barred Owl. Unfortunately, like a lot of celebrities these days, he canceled on me. He's on location filming. We are going to get him back, but Stan, my trusty producer, my fat little sidekick, he said, let's go local. And I thought, you know what? That's a great idea, Stan. So I wanted to talk to the most local bird I possibly could. Her name is Jennifer. She is a house sparrow. And the house she is a sparrow of is my house. Before I give anything else away, here is Jennifer.
Should I put my beak right here? Is that good?
Yes. Speak right into that sort of bulb right there.
Oh, yeah.
Just make sure you're not too close where you're pecking at it.
Okay.
That's the first couple of minutes of Bird Talk, a pilot. So what did it take for Nina to get to this point, a fully produced pilot? Well, step one, write a script. Just write, see what happens, which she did. Next, she wrote a show Bible, which I'd never heard of. Apparently, a show Bible is something that's used in filmmaking. It's a place to sketch out characters and the rules of the world you're creating.
It was a good writing exercise, just in general. It helped me kind of flesh out the idea of what was I trying to do and who was Lark and, you know, what had happened to him.
When we have characters in a nonfiction story, the kinds that you've worked on in the past, they're already a character. They're themselves. We just have to discover who they are through interviewing. In this case, you're creating a character whole cloth. How did you do that?
The short answer to your question is, like, I think I just started from tiny, like, facts and then just kept writing out from there. So, like, the first fun thing that I got to do was, like, make up all the names of the game shows that he had like hosted. Things like, I think he hosted, I have a list, I have a whole list somewhere, but like Shame, Shameless, Shameful. Like, it was just like, I was just being, having like fun with that, like Double Dare the Canine Edition, you know, things like that for me were kind of fun. And I started there and then would like fill out his character. Was he divorced three times? Like, you know, did he have this daughter that he never saw anymore? And he was sort of like secretly sad about that, but, you know, outwardly like cool about it. So you just kind of take one thing and it just kind of blows up.
Nina mapped out details about the guest too, Jennifer, the house sparrow. But out of all the birds she could have chosen, why a house sparrow? She says it's because she has a deep appreciation for them. They're like her.
Okay, so I am a white lady with brown hair and brown eyes. I am completely ordinary in certain situations, and I have people constantly, all the time, happens so much, being like, oh my God, you look just like my best friend's sister. Oh my God, you look just like my cousin. Oh my God, you look just like my boyfriend's mother's cousin's sister's aunt. I mean, all the time. So there's something that I feel for the like house sparrow that is like the generic tiny little brown job.
Okay, so Nina wrote a script, then a show Bible. After that, she teamed up with Annie Russell because Annie is able to straddle two worlds, audio and comedy. Annie is a senior producer at StoryCorps, and she's a comedian. She helped Nina find comedians and improvisers to play the characters, which led to the next step. Nina stepped away from the longer script and wrote something shorter, a trailer, using a few one-liners from the longer script that the comedians recorded. Here's one version of the trailer.
mic check, 1-2, 1-2, do I just go? Okay. It's Bird Talk time!
It's time.
Lark Martindale. You might know me from such shows as Name That Sound. And that's not a good idea, or is it? And who can forget So You Think You Can Cha-Cha? Oh, Stan said not to mention that one? Edit that out, Stan. I've got a new podcast, Bird Talk, where I sit down with some of my famous feathered friends and we get real.
It's that moment between dying and dead.
Very real.
That first taste, ugh. My beak is watering just thinking about it.
We talk about their lives.
Early on in my career, I did a lot of weddings. And then small town magic shows, then Lance Burton's People Called from Vegas.
Their politics.
Climate change isn't real.
Try migrating for a season, and then we'll talk.
An uncensored look at their creative process.
I just close my eyes, breathe in, breathe out, and meditate on that first gasp of the audience from inside the top hat. Crazy.
Real, uncensored birds. Wait, let me take that again. Real, uncensored birds. Subscribe to Bird Talk now, wherever you get your podcasts. Episodes hatch Wednesdays. I'm Lark Martindale. Bye for now.
Green cars are generally my favorite, but a shiny black car that's just been waxed? Come on, that's a black canvas I've got to paint.
Nina took a listen to that trailer and thought, nope, the one-liners don't work.
I wanted to get the authentic feeling of an interview, and it's really hard when the lines are written. They were too wordy, or they didn't feel authentic, or like what I felt like is they were all my voice. I'm very, you know, I've been doing radio for a while, and so I'm pretty good at writing my own voice on the page. But you can't have every character sound like me, like my own voice, you know? So it became clear that like we just needed a different mechanism of doing this. Like scripting wasn't going to work necessarily.
At this point, Nina needed some advice. So she reached out to Ian Chillog. He's the host and producer of Everything is Alive, one of the podcasts that Bird Talk is modeled after. She says that show sounds like the guests, the inanimate objects, are being interviewed, not like they're reading scripts. And the trick to it, she learned, is improvisation. Give the actors a sense of the characters and the arc of the episode, and let them do their thing. Which Nina did next. Two actors agreed to donate their time to support the experiment. They sat down and, by and large, improvised for 90 minutes. Nina provided some guidance before they started, which we'll talk about in a second, and she stopped them from time to time to retrack something or try to condense an idea, but for the most part, they were on their own.
Now, it sounds like a lot of your day, I'm trying not to be crass here, but you've mentioned mating quite a bit, Jennifer. What's the deal there? You know what I'm saying? you mentioned multiple partners, you mentioned you have kids, you buried the lead there, but why is mating? Why is that a question?
Oh my gosh.
What do you like about mating?
So funny. Why is mate? Because it is, because it feels good, because we want to. You know, it's not that complicated. So I guess if you're wondering, like, I am in a relationship, a long-term relationship with John, and his chirping, his markings were just so attractive. We've had several broods together. Yeah, we just mate whenever we feel like it, which is a lot of the time on the ground after having a little dust bath in a nest or like in a tree or on the side of your house. And we are monogamish. You know, we recognize that sometimes we have desires and there might be another bird around who wants to fulfill them. And we're both comfortable with that.
I mean, I certainly agree with you. I wish that more people saw it that way. I wish more people could just accept that we are sexual beings, whether we be birds or human beings. And I've been trying to tell my ex-wife that, decreasingly so. I've been trying to limit contact as much as possible. But I try to say, look, it's simple. We all have needs. I maybe have a few more than others, but we don't have to make this complicated. I don't have to pay you money. Why do those things have to get involved? You know what I'm saying?
Yes and no. I mean,
well, let's stick with the yes. I think I'm comfortable with just the affirmation.
Dave Mayer plays Lark Martindale. He performs one-man shows that are a mix of stand-up and storytelling and improv. Nora Condis-Boydell is Jennifer. She works in radio and also does improv. And when they sat down to record as Lark and Jennifer, what did they have in front of them?
So for a long time, I was a radio producer for The World. So I would produce Marco Werman for lots of interviews, day on, day out.
Just so you know, Marco Werman is the host of The World.
So I produced Lark as if I was producing Marco. I wrote him an intro I gave him an intro for Jennifer. I gave him like an intro for the show that I wrote. I gave him questions. And then I gave him kind of objectives for the interview, him as a character that he needed to get out. So this whole interview, the like big objective is house sparrows are really ordinary birds. And Lark is sort of coming to terms with the fact that he is just an ordinary person and not like a celebrity. So his whole thing was like, his objective was to get out of Jennifer, like, how do you become Zen with being ordinary? Like, what does it feel like to be ordinary?
It's obviously easy for you to blend into the background. That's something that I'm unfortunately having to deal with at the moment. You know, after decades spent in the public eye, I don't know to what extent your eyes can even process TV. But if you ever see reruns in any of these houses, you know, you've seen shows like I'm Your Boss Now, The Floor Is Sticky, Does Your Family Even Love You? That was me. You know, I'm hosting these are culture defining shows. So I guess my question is, how do you accept a lack of attention from the public? How do you cope with not being special?
Okay, so first of all, just so you know, my eyesight is incredible. It's I don't mean this to like make you feel bad, but it's a lot better than yours actually. So I can.
And then for Jennifer, we had a conversation about it. So we had like a half an hour, 20-minute conversation, and this is something that I got from Ian too, because he does this with all of his characters. They have like a short conversation where they talk a little bit about different objectives, and then he lets the actor kind of go and marinate. And so we did something similar. So we had a short conversation. And I gave her a very long, like, brief of House Sparrow facts.
I have a surprise for you. I know you have a lot of relatives, so I actually wanted to present you someone you may not have heard from in a while. Roll the tape, Stan.
This recording is being made December 27th, 1957.
Can you tell the listening audience who that is?
Oh my God. That is my great, 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 great grandfather Jack, Poppy Jack Sparrow.
Great. And what can you tell us about Poppy Jack?
He might have been one of the first in this neighborhood.
He's a pioneer.
Yeah. He was such a special bird from everything that I've heard. And, you know, he always said, keep your butt in the dust and your eyes on the prize. And that is what we live by. Butt in the dust, that means roll around a little bit, have fun, take your daily dust bath, eyes on the prize. Be on the lookout for food. Be on the lookout for a mating opportunity. Just be looking out for what seems fun. And that's what we still do today.
And I think that's great advice for all of us to take. Butt in the dust, eyes on the prize.
Nina took all the tape and started cutting and cutting and cutting, then cutting some more, adding music, sound effects, trying to keep the pilot under 20 minutes.
For a while, it was like sitting at like 24 minutes. And I'm like, I know I can get 4 minutes out. I just know it.
The final was 1945, 15 seconds to spare. And when she had it all cut and mixed, she listened and thought,
enough of it worked that I feel like this is going to work. This can work. There were moments that I thought were just so funny. And there are moments where it's like so joyful, like when you have this character in your head, to like hear somebody like become that character is so fun.
But she also realized it needed work. It's not good enough yet to shop around. Take the improv, for instance. She needs to dial that back, she thinks.
I've gone kind of back full circle where I realized that like I can't just rely on improv, that like actually it needs to be a heavier combination of both. More scaffolding and more like clear ideas of where you want each interview to go.
In the process of making this pilot, Nina's also figuring out how comedy works. Callbacks are an example, when a joke lands because it refers to something that happened earlier. That's partly why she wants to lean heavier on scripting, to make sure the callbacks work. Another comedic issue she's navigating pertains to what the audience knows and doesn't know about birds. With the Everything is Alive podcast, listeners know what a can of Coke is, or a street lamp, or an elevator. Birds, on the other hand...
The shared knowledge is not necessarily there, so there's like an extra challenge of getting everybody, the audience, on the same page. Like with Everything Alive, what's so brilliant about it is because we have all these expectations around elevators, and then he just completely blows those expectations with the personification of the elevator. It's like, we know this thing about elevator, but what if the elevator is afraid of falling? You know, like, it's absurd that way, but like, we don't know that much about house sparrows.
Then there's the issue of the comic straight man, someone whose role is to not be funny while someone else is funny. In Bird Talk, the way it's currently constructed, Nina says both characters are trying to be funny, and that puts them at odds.
Lark needs somebody to bounce off of to heighten the comedy a little bit.
So Nina's plan right now is to make another pilot. This time, she feels like she can't rely on volunteers entirely. Since she doesn't have any funding, she'll have to dig into her own pocket and pay people to help, including, she hopes, a comedy writer.
How many iterations of the pilot do you think you're going to have to make before you feel like this can see? I can't even finish the question. Before it sees the light of day.
I don't know, Rob. I mean, I've only made one. So Ian said they made like three pilots before they did Everything is Alive. So I think we can work out some big comedy problems if we can make it happen in the next pilot. And then maybe, but we'll see.
We will see. Nina said I can ping her in 3 months to find out how she's progressing. I've put it in my calendar. So look, I need to tell you, it's very rare for people to share a work in progress. It's risky. So Nina, you were incredibly generous to let people hear what you're making before it's ready for the public. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. How Sound is the backstory to great audio storytelling. It's a co-production of PRX and Transom. Thank you, Genevieve Sponsler at PRX, and Jay, Sid, Vicky, and Jennifer, the Gang of Four, at Transom in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. I'm Rob Rosenthal. Thanks for listening.
From PRX. And Transom.org.